Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in today. I appreciate it. First things first, I want to ask you a favor. I hate asking for favors, but I'm going to do it anyway. I just had to republish my new book, The Straight Talk Tools for the Desperate Husband, How to Be a Masculine, Confident Man and Fix Your Marriage Without Looking Like a Controlling Asshole. So that's the name of the book. I would love for you to get it because recently I had to republish it and I lost all the reviews on Amazon. So I'm going to make you an offer in addition to the favor. I'm giving 10 free hours of coaching away, 1 hour for 10 people of free coaching, anything you want to talk about. If you would go onto my site, get a copy of my book, and leave a review on Amazon. For the first 10 people who leave a review and then send me an email to contact me asking for their free hour, I would love to meet you, love to talk to you, and I appreciate your review. I don't care if it's bad, I don't care if it's good, just leave a review. I would appreciate that. So now onto the topic to today. The topic today is about suffering. It's about how men suffer. There's an old Buddhist saying, in fact, it's one of the noble truths. I think it's a second noble truth of Buddhism that says all suffering is the result of desire, the desire for pleasure, the desire for material goods, and the desire for immortality. So the Buddhists think that all suffering is the result of wanting to feel good, wanting to have money so you can buy stuff you want, and not dying. So do you think that's true? I think it is true when it comes to men and men being unhappy and men being anxious and men being angry and men being depressed. I work with men who are trying to figure themselves out in their pursuit of happiness and pursuit of healthy, good relationships, full of pleasure, money, and not so much immortality, I guess. But yes, we desire. We desire pleasure. We desire connection. We desire relationships. We desire being attractive to somebody else. We desire feeling desirable to other people. We also desire wealth. We desire to be able to feel secure in our wealth and to be able to buy things we want. I can tell you one thing's for sure. What I've learned so far, and it's taken me 56 years, I don't know how old you are, that the truth, that the plain, simple, cold-hearted truth of that saying that all suffering comes from desire is that there's a place in our bodies that starts with scarcity. There's a place in our bodies that starts with emptiness and neediness. And I can promise you, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to women, when it comes to sexuality and intimacy of all types, that the emptiness in a man's body is what causes his suffering. The emptiness comes from a desire to have somebody complete him. This is the difference between needing somebody to give you something you want and simply wanting it. So I want to talk about the difference between neediness, needy behavior, needing somebody to give you what you want, and simply wanting it and asking for what you want. The men who get what they want in life have figured out that pressuring the universe and pressuring women and pressuring everything around them to give them what they want, whether it be desire or money or long life, doesn't work. Pressuring other people to give you what you think you need will not work. You can never get enough of what you don't really need to be happy. You can never get enough sex. You can never get enough money to make you satisfied. You'll be totally unsatisfied. You'll never be satiated. So where does satisfaction come from? Satisfaction comes from knowing that you could want those things and come from a place of wholeness. When you know that you're good enough, when you know who you are, when you know what you stand for, when you know what you believe, when you know that your own value, your own sexual value, your social value, your physical value, your intimate value, when you know that is at a high level, when you know what you want, but you don't need it, when you know that you want to have amazing conversations with people, when you know you want to have hugs and kisses with women in your life, when you know that you want to earn money, but you know that there's a way of being to get that. It's not so much in what you have to do to get that, which is a chasing energy, that doing, pressuring energy. It's a matter of who you want to be. And when you decide who you're going to be and what it is you want clearly and how you're going to go about getting it in a very calm, deliberate, masculine, confident way, things start showing up in your life. It's taken me 56 years to figure this out, that the slower you go, the better off you are. The more pressure, the more urgency, the more neediness you put on anything you want, the worse off you're going to be. And so it is with women and sex and marriage. Slowing down. This is what I want to teach you, is how to slow down your mind, slow down your sense of desire, thinking that you need it so badly. If you don't, you'll die. Because there is another way to be as a man that calms everything down and creates the things you want when you least expect it. That's the message for today. Don't forget the offer for the free coaching. If you want to talk about this one-to-one by phone or on Skype, I'd like to do that for you. But the free offer is get a copy of my book, Straight Talk Tools for the Desperate Husband, off of Amazon. You can get it off my site. Click on the books menu tab and leave a review. And after you do that, send me an email. Tell me you left the review and you'll be put on the top 10 list to have a free hour of coaching. And I'd like to meet you. Thanks for watching today. I appreciate your time and attention and support. Have a great one. Bye-bye.